There were four chairs on West Chicago Community High School's auditorium stage Tuesday night, but when the Republican Lieutenant Governor debate started at 7 p.m., one of the seats was empty. The high school student moderators explained that Evelyn Sanguinetti, Bruce Rauner's running mate, had a prior commitment. Rauner, the current frontrunner in the GOP primary, only agreed to participate in a handful of candidate debates scheduled this year. Since there are only two Lieutenant Governor debates planned, the other running mates expressed surprise Sanguinetti didn't attend.
I think it's unfortunate. It's an important opportunity for any resident in Illinois to see the different candidates stacked up, you know, answering unscripted questions with one another. I think that's vitally important.
That's Maria Rodriguez, State Senator Bill Brady's running mate. Steve Kim, who's running on State Treasurer Dan Rutherford's ticket, believes debates are an important part of the election process.
That shows transparency within the campaign and what you will do as the next governor and lieutenant governor, what the team will do. So I think it's very important to be attending these type of events, these forums, these debates, so that the voters out there can be educated on what each team, what the governor and lieutenant governor is, what their viewpoints are and what their key issues are.
Kirk Dillard's running mate, State Representative Jill Tracy, questioned why a candidate wouldn't want to take part in a public forum.
You know, this is such a critical election for Illinois that I think the voters need and want every opportunity to see their candidates. And so, you know, I don't understand why anybody would not attend any public forum where the voters are trying to learn more information about them.
Tuesday night's debate was organized by Mikvah Challenge, a Chicago-based nonprofit that promotes civic engagement among young people. The community high school seniors who attended the event were encouraged to tweet questions to the moderators under the hashtag BeMyGov. Tracy thought the students came up with some great questions.
You know, actually, the questions were very good, and not unlike, you know, as a legislator, I hear these questions every day. We've dealt with medical marijuana. We have issues that, you know, we'll maybe have to consider recreational marijuana. Same-sex marriage has been passed in Illinois, so certainly their issues and the questions they ask were on target to what's going on in Illinois, so that's good.
Kim was especially impressed by a student question that asked why 18-year-olds should care about pension reform and what their teachers might say about their stances.
That really was, because, you know, if you really look at it, I know with all the talk of pensions and everyone talking about, you know, what they would be doing, I think it's so critical that teachers really look at the candidates also and see who would be best to be fair to them and also understand that, you know, something does need to be done, but also in a fair and respectful way.
The debate itself was civil. The lieutenant governor candidate stayed away from negativity. All three running mates agreed that the lieutenant governor's office should remain because there's a lot of work that needs to be done in Illinois. And all three candidates say they're extremely confident as they count down the weeks to Election Day. Kim believes Rutherford has the grassroots support that will matter on March 18th.
It's going to be boots on the ground. It's going to be our team that's going to carry on over to victory, because at the end of the day, the Republican primary voting count, I think in the past few cycles, is only 750,000 voters. And I believe that the treasurer being out there throughout the entire state for so many years, he's probably shaking hands with at least 750,000 people.
A new We Ask America poll shows Rauner with a sizable advantage over his three opponents. According to the survey, 36% of those responding favor the Winnetka businessmen. Dillard was second with 17%, Brady came in third with 13%, and Rutherford was last with 7%. The poll indicated 27% of survey respondents were still undecided. Tracy isn't putting too much stock into poll results. She says Dillard is building momentum all over the state.
And I think, you know, people haven't really focused much on the primary until just within the last 30 days. So polls, you know, we've seen some pretty skewed polls going into the last elections of, you know, whether it be at the state or the federal level. And so what I'm seeing is good momentum building, good interest, and good support everywhere we go.
Rodriguez says the Brady campaign is getting ready to make its final push.
We have yet to spend any of our money. We're just about to do some media now. So I think it's noteworthy that the polling, our numbers are increasing, even though we've not spent any money. Our support is deep.
Are you talking about like TV ads?
We hope to do some TV, definitely some cable and some radio is certain, but hopefully some television too. It really comes down to this campaign against Rauner's checkbook.
The lieutenant governor candidates will have one more debate March 6th on WTTW's Chicago Tonight. I'm Gary Zydek.